Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
Well, it's the 6:12 podcast, 6:12-ish, 6:12, 6:21, who's counting? So the message today is how the things you need to do to grow your practice are actually quite simple, quite basic, quite straightforward, but they are not easy. And I'm listening at the moment to, would you call it a motivational speaker? I guess he's kind of a life coach type person. And it's like, obviously some seminar, some seminar in America about sort of business growth and things. And the things that he talks about, I'm thinking he must have such a variety of people in the audience, because he's talking to basically not even business owners, employed people, all sorts of people about kind of enhancing their lives, I suppose. And one of the things which I've often realized, which he hasn't kind of explicitly said, but he's kind of said it around the houses, is that a lot of this stuff, you know what to do. Now, quite frankly, a lot of doctors don't know what to do, but once you tell them what they need to do, it's pretty obvious. And it is not complicated or complex, or it's not like they have to think, wow, really, let me write that down, because that's really amazing. What you have to do, you have to engage with patients. You have to give them information. You have to talk to them more than just giving them a clinic letter. You have to be helpful. Talk about things that maybe other things other than what you do, like diet advice or supplements or splints or lifestyle or health tips. Just show that you care about them. This is how you grow your practice, by disseminating this sort of information. And if you talk to any doctor, no matter what specialty they're in, and you say, listen, if you want to like have a better relationship with patients and show that you are different to other doctors, what you can do is maybe send them some information prior to the consultation with a little bit about you, maybe a little personal video, maybe even a personal video with their name on it. Say, hi, Brian, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Depends on how much time you got, but maybe just a personal video. If you haven't got time to do one for each one, fair enough. Just say, hi, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm JJ, I'm a plastic surgeon, and I'm very grateful to you for choosing to me, because I'm choosing me on a very, very competitive market. And if you want to bring a friend along, please do. And if you have a list of questions, I encourage that, because it's important to make sure you're comfortable with everything before going ahead with surgery. But don't worry, because I always suggest that people come back for a second consultation, and a third and fourth and fifth if you want, but a second is kind of standard. So you will have an opportunity to come back and go over any things. And don't worry, we're not going to make you sign anything, we're not going to make you book anything on the day. There's no hard pressure, there's no hard sell. I'll talk to you about what the sort of things that I can do to possibly help you. I'll write you a letter after the consultation. You'll be able to walk out the door, and then you can always give us a ring back if you want to come back to consultation and go over things. Or if you want to look for dates for surgery and stuff like that, then that's fine too, but there's no hard sell on our part. You know, something like that, a little video, maybe that's a bit long. But anyway, that if I said to you, do a video like that, you probably wouldn't think, wow, that's completely outside the realms of anything I'd ever considered in my life. It's kind of pretty obvious. And a lot of the stuff, and certainly with these business seminars and these business people that help you, a lot of the stuff you kind of know. You know inside what to do, but you don't do it. No one does it. Hardly anyone does it. And The question is why? Why don't we do it? Why don't we engage the patients? Why aren't we helpful? And I think it's because we are so used to the NHS structure. We are so, I mean, how many years of our lives are we in the NHS? All our working life, really, and most people still are in the NHS. I left a while ago, but even then, most of my life was working in the NHS in that structure of being a doctor. And we're just not used to it. It's just not comfortable to us to try and talk about other things, trying to, if we try and be helpful and suggest, oh, you could try this cream, and maybe even you got the cream in the clinic, you feel like you're selling, and you feel like you're a bad person for selling and cross-selling. Say, but you can get the cream at Boots. Well, actually, I want to buy the cream from you here, because I'm here now, and you're not doing them a disservice by saying, look, do you want to buy this cream? You don't have to. You can get all your Boots if you want, but we've got it here. It's not a bad thing, but we have this thing in our heads that, oh my God, goodness gracious, we can't do that. We can't do that, because that's used car salesman. That's, we can't ring them up after they come to clinic to see how they're getting on and to check they got the letter, because that's making it as if we're trying to be desperate and we're trying to hassle them. Well, no, you're just checking you got your letter and got the quote, and did you get all your questions answered? The sorts of things that I talk about, well, no one's ever said, wow, amazing. They're kind of pretty simple things. But I think the problem is a lot of us don't think about it. And even if we did think about it, we don't kind of act on it, because we feel uncomfortable, because it's not part of our comfort zone and our training and our life until now. And if you do want to grow your practice, if you do want to separate yourself out, you're in a very strong position. And in a way, it's kind of great that no one does it, because you have got an opportunity to set yourself apart from your colleagues by doing simple things: sending out little videos, sending out little texts, sending out little emails with helpful information related to the problem that the patient's got, related to the sort of treatments you can give them, related to the sort of practice that you have built, and why they should perhaps come and see you rather than someone else, what sort of aftercare you have, what sort of process you have prior to a procedure, during a procedure, after a procedure, what they can expect, all these sorts of things, which sometimes people have got in sort of very bland leaflets, sort of text-based leaflets. But just trying to do it in a nice way. Go on a Fiverr, get a nice colourful leaflet with a logo, with your brand colours, do a video. These sorts of things, they're not difficult, they're quite simple to do. A video, anyone can do it. What is it? I could be doing this on my phone. I'm not doing it on my phone, I'm doing it on the computer with a little webcam. But you could easily do stuff like this on your phone. And God knows, don't tell me you haven't got a phone. We've all got the opportunity and the ability to do these sorts of things. It is quite simple to do these things, but it is not easy. I completely accept it's out of our comfort zones. We're not used to doing little videos. We're not used to engaging the patients. We're not used to being helpful. We're not used to trying to show that we care. We really are not used to it. We used to do it in the clinic situation. Yeah, we're happy then. We know what we're doing then. We're very helpful and friendly in the clinic situation. But out of the clinic situation, we don't do it above and beyond, because we have this hang-up of our whole life of training has been NHS and that sort of management. And you have to get it out of you. Private practice is not the NHS, right? That is right. There you go. Chapter two. Yeah? Private practice is not like the NHS. So you need to get that into you. You need to get to understand that. Chapter two of my book, Private Practice is Not Like the NHS. It is different. You have to realize that you are, whether you like it or not, you are running a business if you are in private practice. So you might not like to call it that, but it is a business. You are it can be an ethical business. It can be a good business that helps a lot of people. Business in itself is not a bad thing. I think a lot of doctors think businesses are bad, or businessmen are terrible and bad, and like what's that, Gordon Gekko or whatever on Wall Street. That's not true. Businesses are here to help us. We all use businesses to buy the things that we need and to provide the services that we use. So businesses are good, and in itself is not anything to be ashamed of. You have a business. You need to start looking at it like a business, and you need to start looking at ways that you can help people, engage with them, give them information, be useful, show that you care. you know, that's just trying to be helpful, basically. That's kind of what you want to do, and get out of your comfort zone, basically, because I completely understand it's not in your comfort zone. It's not in any of our comfort zones. But the more you do it, you just accept it, right? I've got to do it. And patients like it, even if they're rubbish videos like this, I'll be frank with you. You know, I do one every Tuesday on Facebook Live, and, you know, they're not particularly slick. But it's better than nothing. I do it like this in often normal clothes in my office like this. So what? I could do it in the clinic, you know, my nice clinic and things like that. But I'm never there at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday. So, you know, I do it at home. So, you know, version one is better than version none. Do something, show you human, show you care, be helpful, give them information. That will separate yourself from others. As I say, it's not easy, but it is simple. It is not rocket science. So get out there and start building your practice. I hope that has pushed you to do something. Do a video, do a little email, engage your patients. They'll love it. It makes you feel better and it's better for your business. Next week, see you then.